Last night, there was massacre in Albaida. There were African troops. They were shooting everybody. And the Libyan police, the local Libyan police, have joined the people. So the people and the Libyan police are together. Even the Libyan special forces, they joined the people.
So the situation today, the situation now in Albaida is calm, would you say?
Yeah, it's calm. The city is under the control of people. When I say people, I mean the public, not the people with the regime, the people under the regime.
And so what do you want now? What do you want to happen now?
At the beginning, we were asking for our rights. We were asking for good quality of life. We were asking for good education. We were asking for good health care. That's where our demand at the beginning, to be honest. But after we protest and demonstrate in the streets, like peaceful demonstration, and African people and people, rebel people, start shooting us for no reason, with no mercy, our demands even changed. Now we're asking to change the regime, the whole regime, we're asking them to change. That's our demand right now.
You talk about no mercy there. I understand your cousin was one of those who was killed.
Yeah, my cousin in Benghazi was killed last night. Yeah, this situation, it was worse last night. It's getting safer now. I mean, it's getting safer in Albaida and Benghazi. It's much better than yesterday and the day before. Because for the last 3 days, we haven't people in the street killing everybody, therefore they're not making any difference between civilian people and other people. They're just killing people for no reason. They're killing people for asking for their rights. They're killing people with no mercy. That's really bad. That was what's happening here.
Have you been able to go to his funeral?
I went to Benghazi today, but there was so many funerals. There was like 160. I attended the funeral, but I didn't know which one it is. So many funeral, we couldn't check the faces. We just went to the funeral ride and buried them.
So there were so many funerals that you didn't even know which one was your cousin's?
No, because they were all together. It's like 160 next to each other. You can't go and check which one is it. And there's more than 800 people injured in the hospital. The hospital is packed in Benghazi. Al Jalla Hospital is really packed. They put on beds in the corridors. They put on beds in the garden. You can't imagine the picture over there. It's really disaster.
It's such a high price to pay.
Yeah, I know. This is the price for freedom, isn't it? You can't imagine how bad it is. And they started firing anti-tank from inside, I think, from inside the military center to outside. Like, just they fire for no reason. They fire anywhere. They haven't got targets. They just fire to scare people, to get them to stay away from the military center. The situation was last night. I'm really okay today because it's getting safer. It's more safer tonight, and hopefully it's getting safer tomorrow and after tomorrow. But we've been really suffering for the last 3 days. I've got one request, please. Can you deliver this image to the United Nations, to the Human Rights Watch? Because we've got no internet access. We can't make international calls. You can call me from overseas, but I can't make any international calls.